Hello everyone, it's me, Sean91. I haven't posted in a while, but here's one now. I thought I'd do one to give you an update and see what you guys are up to. Finally, the accessibility problem with Facebook is now fixed. You know where, when you update your status, you have to, you can choose whether to, you can choose whether to say what you're doing, quote unquote, and you can choose an activity or something to do with that activity, for example, watching, and you choose what you're watching, program or movie. You weren't able to access that with voiceover on the iPhone. Because it didn't focus on it. It kept taking you back to the previous page. Where you select an activity. But that's finally fixed now. And has been since I installed iOS 9.1, which came out today. But from what I just discovered here, the audio boom accessibility issue still isn't fixed, right? Where it doesn't keep a tab on the time ticking down if you focus your voiceover cursor onto it, like. But on another note, still technology related, even. I was on my MacBook earlier on, and I was trying to get rid of the keychain thing, because apparently the file on there is corrupted, and I was trying to get rid of it because it keeps bringing up this dialogue box. It says keychain not found for whatever it is, and with an option to either cancel it or reset it to default, but it keeps coming up no matter what you do. I tried to fix it in the utilities folder. I was told which option to go with, but I couldn't remember which one I was told to go to when I came round to doing it. But what I tried to do in the end is wipe the whole disk and start all over again. Because there's a couple of other things I wanted to do, which would have been resolved by doing that. But rather than restoring it, I actually made the mistake of wiping everything, and I mean everything, including the drivers needed to start up OS 10. So I can't access. The only thing I can do with it now is switch it on, and that's all about it. So, what I want to find out now is, can that be reversed? And I have learned something from it. Restore, not wipe, because it wipes every, not only the files and all the data, but even the drivers. So next time, if I need to, I will restore rather than erase, because it erases absolutely everything. The files, like I said, the drivers, even to start up the machine. So I'm going to try and Google that, maybe find something on Apple's website, see if it can be reversed. unless any of you guys can help me with it, who are pretty au fait with Max and that. So that's basically what's happened. Rather embarrassing, isn't it? Anyway, I'll end this here, because without me knowing how much time I've got left, I'm not too sure what I'm up to, like. So, I'll end this here. Hopefully, make another update soon, and I'll see you soon. Bye.